AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran continues to fire missiles and drones at its Gulf Arab neighbors and Israel, but it's also confirmed Israeli strikes killed another two senior security officials, UN spokesman Farhan Haq.
We do not believe that that this program of killing different officials will be helpful for what is needed, which is a diplomatic solution.
In Washington, a House panel subpoenaed Attorney General Pam Bondi over the Jeffrey Epstein case.
The House Oversight Committee has now summoned Bondi for a deposition April 14th. The mere fact that the Justice Department failed to fend off a subpoena highlights wide discontent even among the Trump base over Bondi's management of reviewing and releasing Epstein documents as required by law. The department calls the subpoena completely unnecessary. Bondi and her top deputy are expected to brief panel members Wednesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And Nick Donahue reports Cuba is suffering its third nationwide blackout in 4 months.
President Trump has had his eye on the neighboring country.
I do believe I'll be the honor of having the honor of taking Cuba.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio talked about change.
They don't get subsidies anymore, so they're in a lot of trouble. And the people in charge, they don't know how to fix it. So they have to get new people in charge.
In Cuba, electricity is slowly being restored to hospitals and some homes. But officials warn the crumbling power network could fail again. In Havana, Dalva Obedo said, "The power outages are driving me crazy. Last night, I fell down a 27-step staircase. Now I have to have surgery on my jaw. I fell because the lights went out." After the U.S. ouster of Venezuela's leader, vital oil exports to Cuba have stopped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. It's March 17th, and everybody knows what that date means, right? If not, here's Julie Walker to fill you in.
It's a day when everyone is Irish. St. Patrick's Day being celebrated across the country with parades and other events. In New York City, the NYPD pipes and drums, marching in the annual parade. Victoria DeCanto, watching from the sidelines, says it's her 25th.
The best thing in the world. Everybody's happy.
Ada Griffith is in from Ireland for her first St. Patrick's Day in New York City.
It's so cool to see the amount of people who come out and show so much support and so much respect and have so much fun in the spirit of Irish culture.
The annual procession is held along Fifth Avenue and always passes St. Patrick's Cathedral. Julie Walker, New York.
There are more stories and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.